This week, T-Biz travels to London, where Tea Book Club founder Kyle Whittington reviews The Tea Bowl, East and West, authored by Dr. Bonnie Kimsky, a ceramic artist for the past 30 years, writer, curator, and longtime student of the Japanese tea ceremony.
In this book, my aim is to tell the story of the tea bowl from the point of view of a ceramicist and a long-time but erratic student of the Urasenge School, one of the many schools of tea ceremony in Japan. My intention is to give a sense of the tea bowl's use, history, lore, and context, and to explore its meaning in Japan and beyond. And that's a quote from The Tea Bowl, East and West by Bonnie Kemsky. Hello, I'm Kyle Whittington, founder of Tea Book Club. That quote from the very beginning of the book really highlights what this wonderful book by Bonnie Kemsky is about. It's a very personal human look at an object and subject, the tea bowl, which can often be talked about in an all too esoteric or intensely academic way. What Bonnie succeeds so well in doing with her book is to fuse the academic and esoteric contexts of the tea bowl with her personal experience as both a ceramicist and student of tea into a highly digestible book, full to the brim with stunning images of all sorts of tea bowls, from the ancient and treasured to stunning contemporary bowls and, well, frankly, the wild and wacky. It's rare to find a book where the history of such an iconic and complex object is so well told that it is pleasurable to read, academically sound, and personable. Bonnie reaches out to us, the reader, to engage and explain. The story, lore, and technicalities of the tea bowl are told through her lens, through her experiences. The history, context, and details are explored in such a way that they are never stodgy. Rather, the facts, names, dates, etc. are woven through a narrative that draws us into the world of the tea bowl, giving us a foundation from which to explore beyond the tea bowl's traditional tea room realm into the contemporary art gallery world of its iconic form. Through her exploration of touch and how we engage with an object on a physical and spiritual level, Bonnie introduces that most elusive and yet intrinsic element of the tea bowl, how it feels in our hands. Be you new to the tea bowl world or already a devotee, the importance of connecting with the bowl comes through well, and it's explained in a way that makes you stop, think, and question our own experiences with tea bowls in particular, and other ceramics too. As the title suggests, the book is a balance between East and West, and Bonnie explores this not just in the context and pace of the tea bowl and how we experience it, but also the techniques and approaches to creation of tea bowls. Shape, glaze, decoration, texture, structure, material, and usability, or not, are all explored from both sides. The approach of potters and examples of their respective works are used to illustrate, both in the narrative and in pictures, the comparisons and points Bonnie makes throughout the book. However, the one thing that many of us would have found invaluable would be a bibliography or compendium of potters and their work that appear in the text and in pictures, as keeping track of names and works was quite challenging at times. All in, an excellent and stunning book that should be welcomed onto any tea bookshelf. Tea Book Club is an international group of tea lovers and readers who meet up virtually each month to discuss the tea books we read. My book reviews are a combination of my own thoughts and those of Tea Book Club members. Here's what Tea Book Club members thought. It's a beautiful book. And the work was really interesting, history, philosophy, and talking about the different attitudes, Japanese and Western. I absolutely loved the photography. I found it interesting how different they are. All in, fascinating work. Very interesting.